Should we go for a constable? Kate asked as they hovered outside the closed door to Miss Haverstock's rooms. The dim, windowless landing created a soundless cave. Nothing could be heard from the street. Nothing moved inside the building. Yet something very bad had happened here. Charles shook his head, his reporter's brain needing more information. His words moved through the possibilities, even as he knew the uncomfortable truth. Not yet. It's been warm in the afternoons. Maybe Rattles, the building's mouser, has died, or Miss Haverstock went on a journey and left the remains of a joint of beef on the table. The cool knob turned easily under his hand, but that was not remarkable. Miss Haverstock didn't lock her door. Nothing seemed out of place on the sparse landing, but then the small space between apartments was empty, and the floor was neat, swept clean. He pushed open the door and they walked in. The rotting odour rushed out so strong that he could taste it in the back of his throat. He blinked, attempting to focus his eyes into the bright parlour after climbing up the rather dark staircase. Oh, Kate said, gagging a little. Her eyes had adjusted first. Charles saw the evidence of that as her face went pale and she turned her head into his shoulder. Then he saw what was in the room. Directly opposite them, Miss Haverstock, unnaturally still, perched on a stool against the far wall next to one of the windows. In between them was a red and blue Turkey carpet and a faded brown velvet sofa, worn on the arms. In front of the sofa, on the rectangle of carpet, rested a sewing basket. Charles saw a pincushion on top of a cloth in the basket. He remembered Miss Haverstock had been embroidering a seat cushion for her foster daughter. She'd worked on it while they shared a dish of strawberries, and she had worried about the fruit staining her fine efforts. He catalogued all of it in a moment, then forced his eyes back to the strange figure. Miss Haverstock wore a dress he'd never seen her in. The high sash marked it as at least a quarter century out of style, and probably more. It had half sleeves, ruffled over the elbows, and a ruched bodice. The silk had probably once been white or cream, but it yellowed. It had fine embroidered work on the skirt, and must have been her best dress, the sort of thing she would have married in if she hadn't been a spinster. He swallowed hard. The room was shut up close. A quick glance showed him that while the curtains were tied back, the windows were not open, but that hadn't kept the bugs from descending upon his friend. He could see movement on her face, around her slack mouth and half-opened eyes. Maggots. A large spider crawled up one hand, which was splayed open-fingered across her lap. The other arm hung down.
"Where's the blood?"
Kate asked, lifting her head from his shoulder for a moment before squeezing her eyes closed again.
"There has to be blood with that coppery smell. Check her dress. Or do you think it was the poor old thing's dress for a wedding that never happened?"
"Perhaps. Go stand in the doorway," Charles urged, pushing her gently toward the open door.